this piece is called Aurora Altar, which is just a concept of mine where the northern lights turns into eagles and ravens, and in this case, both at the same time. So it's kind of a love spirit, the marriage of the eagles and the ravens of the native tradition, the yin and the yang. So it's a balance between the two, a peace symbol in a sense. And hopefully I'm going to take these rocks and rubble here and create an altar buttress experience in front of the sculpture sometime in the future. And this sculpture is it's an experiment on my part. Everything that I'm doing here has been totally experimental for me, because at this point I'm not really a metal sculptor, I'm more of a wood sculptor, right? So I'm teaching myself how to deal with stainless steel now, so that it can be an outdoor sculpture that continues to look good. And so what I've done here is cut out the basic shape out of a 4x8 sheet of stainless steel, 20 gauge, with a plasma cutter. And it's got an eagle head on one side at the top and a raven head on the other, facing the opposite directions. And then the northern lights, their wings become northern lights going out on either side, you know, with kind of a ripple. So instead of pounding, I bent the metal and created the Northern Lights ripple effect. Well, what I'm doing here is coloring the metal with the propane torch so that it becomes, has a little bit of color to it. I'm enchanted with the concept of the Northern Lights and the eagle and the raven, and the combination of Northern Lights, Aurora Eagle concept. And I'm working on making smaller sculptures along those lines. I think what I'm trying to achieve here is something rising out of the rubble as opposed to just blending in with the rubble.